So yesterday we started Simin Kuf Mem Dalet covered Talmidei Chachamim. The halacha is that if you have three people walking together on the street, one is the Rav and the other two are Talmidim, so the Rav should be in the middle, the greater of the two Talmidim should be on the right, and then the lesser on the left. And they should also not walk apace the Rav. They should be like a little bit back, like diagonally on the side of him. It's a big avera to be mevazeh Talmid Chacham, or to hate a Talmid Chacham, to bear a grudge against the Talmid Chacham. And the Gemara tells us that the Beis HaMikdash was Nechra, Yerushalayim was Nechra, because of the fact they were mevazeh Talmidei Chachamim and Marbitzei Torah. A person who is mevazeh Talmid Chacham has no chelik in Olam Haba, and he's also nichlal in the pasuk of Kidvar Hashem Baza, that he is mevazeh, he disgraces the word of Hashem, because that's what a Talmid Chacham represents, especially if he teaches Torah in public. Also, it's usur to be mishamish a Talmid Chacham. What that means is you're not allowed to ask a Talmid Chacham to do you a favor without, compensating him for his time, etc. and so forth. You know, ask him to take a package for you or things like that. Strictly alpi the halacha, it's usur to do that. I mean, he can be meichel you and he can do it, but you're not really supposed to ask him. Okay, a Talmid Chacham who has merchandise to sell, the interesting halacha is that you're supposed to let him sell his merchandise first, before anybody else goes into competition with him. So he should have a monopoly, then everybody else sells it after he finishes selling his. If there are goyim who are not going to comply by this anyway, then everyone else could get into the action, because then there's no point in everybody else losing out, because it's not going to work anyway. All right, anybody who's muchzik b'dayrei as a Talmid Chacham, which means, it has to be in this generation. And what it means is that he's fluent, and he can talk intelligently about most topics in Torah. So he's a person, such a person gets a patur from mas. We talked about this yesterday. If there are different payments they have in the town, so he gets an exemption for that. This is specifically if it's Tarasa Yom Nasai. If, he knows a lot, but he's a businessman who spends most of his time at work and business and his medical practice or whatever, then he doesn't fit. But if he has a Parnasa on the side, which he engages in just in order to feed his family, not to get rich, so then he also gets the din of a Talmid Chacham, and he gets an exemption from taxes. The Kitzur says over here that even though this is a strict letter of the law, but in practice, the Tuvei Ha'ir, the people who run the city in terms of legislation, they're the ones who always make the call on these things, and every place has its own minhagim. Okay, what's it called? Let's say you have a Talmid Chacham. You see, it's possible for such a thing to be. You have a Talmid Chacham who's mezalzel b'mitzvahs and has no Yerushimayim. So the Kitzur says that such a person is considered to be a kal shebekalim. He's a lightweight, and he doesn't get any exemptions or anything. He's worse than a regular person. Okay, then you move on. Then you have a kohen and a Yisrael, and both of them are equal in Chachma. So a kohen goes first in everything, every davish b'kedusha, because of the din of v'kidashtai. So we know that he gets the first aliyah. They're going to ask somebody to speak, to be mechabed him publicly, so then it would be the kohen. In a meeting, he gets to speak first. You ask him to bench. This is all true, unless there's a Yisrael who's a bigger chacham than he is. So then many of the things go to Yisrael. When they're dividing up a portion, you should give the kohen first. He gets the money, yafa. But that's not true when you divide up a business or divide up a shukfis, because then the practice of looking for a money yafa is looked at as a very disgusting thing to do, to try to get a better portion than the other guy when you're splitting up a business. And if a person does that, so he's never going to see a simon bracha from getting the money yafa. Right, if you don't have a kayin, so a Levi is before Yisrael, he also gets precedence. And that is as far as the kohen goes. Just like we had the fact that it's usher to use a Talmud Chacham, you're not allowed to use a kohen either. It's an isser also b'kiddashtei. Again, like the Talmud Chacham, if he wants, so actually the Kitzur doesn't talk about the Talmud Chacham, he talks about a kohen. The kohen, if he wants, he could be meichel on his kavod, and then he can let you use him. But other than that, so you can't, because it's but the kohen could be meichel because it's his kavod to be meichel. The kahuna is something which he can give up the rights to kavod for at will. All right. So with that, we finish the halachas of kibud. And so now for the next couple of days, we'll stop and come back. So whoever's still around, so we'll continue weiter with other halachas.